Well, good morning and welcome to the Monday Recap. My name is Dre Clark and I'm the discipleship pastor here at Grapevine's First Baptist Church. And I am joined with Dr. Doug Page, our lead pastor here at the church. And he had a great sermon yesterday. We kicked off a new series in the book of 1 John. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today. Doug, thanks for joining us. Great message yesterday. Go ahead and just give us a recap of what we talked about, what your main points were.
So we started 1 John, and we will take this for several weeks into the month of August. So different people will be preaching each week, so you'll hear different voices talking about this. But really, I just was giving an overview, and it was broad. There's so much that could have been covered. But really, I was trying to show the contrast of when you look at John and his gospel, he writes so that you may believe that Jesus is the Son of God. When 1 John, we looked at verse 5:13, where it said that these things were written that you may know you have eternal life. So the Gospel of John, more evangelistic in theme. 1 John, the epistle of 1 John is more for the believer. And I think it's important as we go through this that we keep that in mind as we're looking at verses that, as we talked earlier, sometimes are used for evangelism when really he's talking to believers. So that will be fun. That will be for another time. But really, we were asking that important question. A lot of things are important. A lot of things, a lot of choices that we make. But understanding if we are his is so critical. I really went back to my personal experiences of after I was a Christian, I was a young Christian, and just doubting. And I mentioned three things that hit me. And one of them is I wanted assurance because it extinguishes the fear of eternity apart from God. I mean, let's just be real. If you're raised in a church like I was raised in, the fire and brimstone, man, hell's a bad place and I don't want to go there. Yeah. And so candidly, when I talked about it a little bit, is it helps when we have that assurance that we have that settled and we don't live in fear, because fear and joy don't coexist. The second thing I mentioned is it activates a lifestyle of devotion to God. And that just means it's a way for us to have freedom to live on purpose for Him. And then I mentioned how it stimulates spiritual growth. So we begin living for Him, but yet that spiritual growth comes as we dig into the Word of God. And I also mentioned the word abide, and abide is used like 20 times in different forms in the book of 1 John. And just simply defined it as abiding is that posture of obedience or of dependence on Jesus. So, I mean, there's a lot to it and that's very simple, but we're just living our lives dependent on Him. And so that's that posture of that. I mentioned four themes that are in the book of 1 John, and it's all through. I'll just say those quickly. One is fellowshipping with God. The other is devoted obedience to God, then how we're to love others, and then discerning the truth in the face of false teaching. And then finally, just talked about what are some tests of the faith, as he said real specifically, if you say this, but it's not true, you're a liar. Like if you say you have no sin, you're a liar, you know, and the truth is not in you. So a lot of those things were a part of it. So, but with all of that, what the idea was is for, at the end, for people to say, I have that assurance. Either I am not his and I want to receive him, there's the book of John, or I am his and I want to get rid of this doubt. I want to take God at his word and I want to have that assurance that I am his.
Absolutely. It's so helpful whenever you're looking at a book for the book itself to say, hey, here's what it's about.
You know, right?
I think every time we go to scripture, we should really have this bird's eye view of what is the book, the narrative, the story trying to accomplish. And that helps us with our interpretation. So having that idea of this is for you to know. To know what you know, to know what God has done for you in that assurance. And the word know appears, you know, dozens of times as well. So really, really good overview yesterday. I think it's helpful as we enter into a series because there's a lot of stuff to know. There's a lot of stuff that 1 John's going to get into. It's one of the most debated books and tons of different interpretations of it. And being Baptist, you know, we hold to assurance of salvation.
That's right.
So this is a key thing there. So great message, good bird's eye view. I'm excited for this series of what we're going to go through. But what from yesterday's message, what other kind of overview stuff, what other things would you have liked to have said yesterday? Maybe you didn't have time to. What'd you leave on the table yesterday?
Well, again, we're going to cover every one of these again and again and again through the next 18, 20 weeks, however many it is. But I would say one of the things that I wanted to stress, and I hope that I did, is we have assurance because he's the one that saved us. It's not something that we have earned or done. Assurance is understanding that Jesus paid the price. He did, and you'll see in a couple of weeks, he's the propitiation for our sins. He did all of these things for us. But what he wants us to do is to be assured, because that is what catapults us into serving him. So it's a response to what he did. Mm-hmm. It's not us doing something so that we earn his assurance or earn his salvation. Yeah. It is we respond. And the key, I would say, is take God at his word. I mentioned a little bit that I used to say, you know, if you're doubting your salvation, that's good, because that means at least you care. Mm. And then it occurred to me, wait a second, the reason I'm doubting is because I'm not believing what God said.
Yeah.
God said, if you confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Mm-hmm. But he says there's no other name under heaven whereby we can be saved, right? If you confess Jesus as Lord, you believe in your heart God raised you from that. There are things that are truths from God that we need to hold on to. And that should be the baseline of our assurance because of who he is and what he has done.
Yeah, yeah. I love that too, because I think a lot of people, you know, when it comes to assurance of salvation, I mean, there's a debate on both sides of this. But it is, it's not just a matter of, well, I mean, one side's got to be right. You know, and we have clear scripture that says there's a benefit to this doctrine. It's not just something that we argue about. It's not just something that Baptists sneak into their doctrinal statements.
Right.
There's a scriptural mandate. I love how you mentioned too that this is a matter of, if you want to grow in your faith, you got to be assured in it.
That's right.
And yes, doubts come. You can't have faith without doubt. And so I think there is that dynamic, but scripture wants us to live in that assurance. It wants us to live in that assurance of things hoped for. So I think it's a good reminder for us as believers that maybe part of the way that we grow is by addressing our doubt. Whereas many times we just kind of shove to the side and just let it be, oh, that's just the reality. I can't understand that. But no, God wants us to address it, think through it, tackle it, and he's given us ways to do that in his word.
Yeah, and certainly there are doubts along the way
in
the Christian life. There are things that we're never going to understand.
Yeah.
But as far as believing that we have eternal life through Jesus Christ, puts it all on him. And that's where the dependence comes. Mm-hmm. We can know because of what he did. Because when we're doubting, I mean, think about it very practically. If you're doubting your salvation, you're just unsure. In the back of your mind, you're thinking, I need to do something.
Yeah.
That's contrary to the gospel and what it means to be saved. Okay, I have to do something to gain this assurance. I have to do something in order to know. Well, really what we need to do first is believe what he said.
Yeah.
He said this, and therefore, based on who he is and what he did, I can have that assurance. And so really it's a matter of just saying to ourselves, you know what, God, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to depend on you.
Yeah,
and that's kind of where we went to the abiding.
Yeah.
We kind of get away from God a little. We worry, we get into sin, we struggle and all that, where he's saying, look, abide in me, depend on me in your everyday life.
Yeah. And I think that's where our lack of assurance comes from, is whenever I start trying to do the Christian life on my own.
That's right.
And that's why we need that reminder that no, the Christian message is not, you know, do more, be better. It's trust better. It's understand what God has done for you. It's rest. It's abide, like you're saying, in that relationship. That was the whole last series, this idea of being in relationship with Jesus, the I am.
Yeah. And there's going to be, and one thing I didn't hit, I guess I could have said, this is something I wish we could have done, but we'll talk about it later. There's a whole section on the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
That if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you're not his. Mm-hmm. Well, what is that Holy Spirit doing in our lives that helps us to be assured? And so that'll be a great, I think, a couple of weeks on how the Holy Spirit interacts with our spirit and brings that assurance as well.
So. Yeah, it's going to be a great series. Excited about it. So let's pull out of the weeds just for a little bit. And just last question for you, Pastor, as we start a new series, one of the questions I just want to answer is really practically, you know, what made you decide to go through this book? I mean, there's so many different things that you could preach and teach on. There's so many things going on in the world. You know, we're going to be in this, like you mentioned, all the way through summer. So just kind of coming up a little bit more lighthearted. What's going through your mind as you're deciding, here's why we're going to go through 1 John? How do you make that decision? I mean, any answers appropriate? We're just kind of curious. Why are we going through this?
If what we were saying earlier and what said yesterday, if this activates a lifestyle of service to God, if our assurance gives us that foundation that we need to begin serving him, when I look at what's going on in our culture, all of the things that are facing us, when we see the challenges, I mean, this is an election year. You talk about plotting one against the other.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be just everybody scattering, trying to figure out what is true. Really, it wasn't even about the false teaching or any of that. It really was about if we're going to really battle and have a faith that lasts a lifetime, Yeah. We need to know
that's good.
That we have him. And so that is really it. So we could have been done in a week, or I could just say the same thing for 20 weeks.
Yeah.
That we may know, so that when we struggle, when we need hope, when our joy is gone, we can have assurance. And 1 John addresses pretty much all those things.
Yeah, yeah. There's going to be a lot of information, a lot of truth statements being made over election year and just in our culture, in our world today.
Right.
And so I'm reminded of that statement, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And so this is, 1 John is giving us, here are the main things you got to stand for. Yeah, you can have other secondary opinions, but this is the truth. This is the stuff that you've got to know that you know.
That's right.
So, love it. Think it's going to be great. Excited for this series. Thanks for your time yesterday, Doug, and just for all the effort you put in. And we're excited for where God's going to lead us in this series. Thank you for listening today. We hope you'll join us again next week as we do another Monday recap. Have a good one. Bye.